This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wis Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Families of Wisconsin State Prison inmates could get a chance to air their complaints and concerns at a public hearing of the State Assembly Corrections Committee. Representative Michael Schraw chairs the panel. He says lawmakers need to learn more about the deaths of inmates at the Waupun prison and the fatal attack on a Lincoln Hills youth prison counselor. Wisconsin hunters will be able to take nearly 273,000 deer and another 245,000 bonus antlerless deer this year. The Natural Resources Board set this year's quotas yesterday. Deer hunting begins in Wisconsin in September with archery season. The traditional 9-day gun season is November 23rd through December 1st. Wildlife groups are back in court to challenge the process for Wisconsin's wolf management plan. Melissa Smith is with Friends of the Wisconsin Wolf and Wildlife. She says the process gives hunting groups a lot of say and other Wisconsinites not so much.
It's quite egregious that the citizens of Wisconsin do not have any legal standing to challenge the rules in any decisions that's wildlife related.
A judge dismissed another conservationist lawsuit earlier this year. Six affordable housing developments around Wisconsin are splitting $525 million in state funding. The Vacancy to Vitality Initiative is the biggest housing investment ever made by the state. The Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority says it'll benefit senior living, workforce housing, and rehabilitation developments. Jobs tied to public works projects under the Inflation Reduction Act are raising standards for workers and improving worker standards. John Havlicek is a longtime teacher in La Crosse.
These are high-paying jobs, and when we couple that with the technical college, these folks can get their training, and they can raise families. They then, buy their groceries. They go out for dinner.
Havlicek says all these things are making public worker unions stronger. Wisconsin's joining a number of other states in trying to get TurboTax to stop advertising its services as free. Attorney General Josh Call is joining 21 attorneys general asking the Federal Appeals Court to reject an appeal filed by the maker of TurboTax. The Federal Trade Commission last year ordered Intuit to stop advertising its services as free unless they're free to all customers. The attorneys general want that upheld. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. June is PTSD Awareness Month. The goal is to spread the word about what PTSD is and that treatment is out there. You don't have to go to war or survive a crime to be dealing with PTSD. A more common kind that's largely under-acknowledged in this country is complex developmental trauma, known as CPTSD, meaning repeated trauma over a number of years. Jenny Hansen is a licensed clinical social worker for Golden Vibes Counseling.
I think we need to expand our thoughts about what causes trauma. So there's racial trauma, there's the trauma of being queer in society, or belonging to any marginalized group, someone with long-term health problems, someone with a disability. They can all experience trauma, as well as familial trauma, as well as cultural trauma.
If you or someone you love needs mental health help, you can start by talking to your primary doctor. For mental health crisis, call 988. The Hanna Center in Wisconsin Rapids has their ribbon-cutting ceremony this coming Monday. On July 1st, you can join Hanna Center staff and community members at 1320 Pepper Avenue. The ribbon-cutting will take place at 10 a.m. The mission of the Hanna Center is to assist women and their children in crisis through compassion and guidance in a nurturing environment. Their new program, Caro's Care, helps women who need assistance but not housing. Stevens Point Fire Department crews are training on various waterways around Point to practice swift water rescue. The added pressure of swiftly moving water involves the use of specially trained personnel and ropes and mechanical advantage systems that are stronger and more robust. We've had a lot of rain so far this summer, and waterways in the area are up and currents are fast. The Stevens Point Fire Department strongly advises caution when going out on our waterways and always wear a personal flotation device. Kids from Wisconsin are coming to Wisconsin Rapids. Rapids native Lu Zhang is performing in his third and final summer with the kids' organization while studying for his Bachelor of Fine Arts in Musical Theater at Viterbo University. Wisconsin Rapids Public Schools is pleased to present the kids from Wisconsin on Monday, July 1st at 7 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center. Students ages 7 to 14 are invited to attend a free Realize Your Dream workshop at 4 p.m. at the PAC. Pre-registration is required. Tickets for the show can be purchased at SaverTheArts.org. National HIV Testing Day happened this month. The Wood County Health Department reminds us that knowing your HIV status gives you information to keep you and your partner healthy. It's recommended that everyone between the ages of 13 and 64 get tested for HIV at least once. HIV testing is free, easy, fast, and confidential. In the last month, the U.S. Department of Agriculture has confirmed the highly pathogenic avian influenza, or H5N1, in 65 dairy herds in 8 states. To date, H5N1 has not been detected in Wisconsin cattle, poultry, or wildlife, according to the USDA. However, they will soon begin accepting applications for those affected by H5N1. They've also expanded support for producers who are not affected for biosecurity planning, shipping costs, and veterinary cost reimbursement. You can visit datcp.wi.gov for more information. Outdoor Messy Craft Day with McMillan Memorial Library is Monday. On July 1st, from 2 to 4, you can join in on Messy Craft Day at Robinson Park. You can bring a white t-shirt to tie-dye or an item that's smaller than 12 inches to hydro-dip. Beginning next week, Baby Story Time is moving to 10:30 on Tuesday mornings. And that's what you need to know. I'm Alyssa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
It's the Brewers and the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers host the Chicago Cubs, and manager Craig Counsell, whose team has lost 3 of their last 4 series, the Cubs right now in last place in the NL Central.
This is the way the game works. You're going to have a result, and you're going to have a game the next day. And you can't let the result of the night before affect the result, the play the next day. Obviously, we're not getting the results we want.
The NBA draft wrapped up, the Bucks selecting guard A.J. Johnson and 6'11" forward Tyler Smith out of Houston, Texas. There were a lot of trades for picks last night in the second round. Did the Bucks receive a lot of offers to give up their pick at number 33?
Yeah, I mean, especially where we were, there was a lot of conversation, calls from agents, calls from other teams wanting to move up into our spot, into our position. But we had our process in place and knew that if our player was there, we were definitely going to select that player.
That's the Bucks assistant general manager, Milton Newton. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Killer Mike will not face charges after his arrest this past February at the 2024 Grammys. The rapper, whose real name was Mike Render, was taken from the award show in handcuffs after winning a Grammy for Best Rap Song and Performance. TMZ reported the incident happened after a physical confrontation. The Atlanta pop star claims the incident was due to an overzealous security guard. Summer is in full swing, and in Wisconsin, that means outdoor venues rule. Summerfest heads into weekend 2 with acts like REO, Keith Urban, and The Church. If you like outdoor summer theater, check out Door County's Peninsula Players. Their season opened last week and will run through October. The picturesque theater sits on the shores near Fish Creek and will offer shows this season like Mary's Wedding and The Angel Next Door. If you don't feel like venturing into the theaters this weekend and want to stay home, here's a Pete pick. Check out season 3 of The Bear. If you haven't seen any of the show, you've got 3 seasons worth. The Bear follows Carmi, a young chef who leaves his high-end culinary gig in New York to run the family Italian beef joint in Chicago while dealing with crazy characters and drama from his family, both biological and vocational. All 10 episodes of Season 3 dropped June 26th on Hulu. Speaking of The Bear, the show has an impressive amount of celebrity cameos this season. There never seems to be a shortage when the shows dominate the Emmys. Jamie Lee Curtis returns as Carmi's mom, Donna Brizzato. Josh Hartnett will appear as Ricky's ex-wife, Tiffany's new fiancé. John Cena plays a Brizzato family friend. Other guest stars include comedian John Mulaney, Community's Julian Jacobs, and John Bernthal, because he's in everything. In the summer that's seen several horror films released, the trend continues. A Quiet Place Day One is the 3rd episode of the franchise, and despite the absence of Emily Blunt and John Krasinski, the film is reviewing very well on Rotten Tomatoes, grabbing an 86% so far. Despite the good reviews, Day One does not have much of a chance of knocking off Inside Out 2 at the box office. The sequel to Inside Out is expected to reach $1 billion faster than any animated film in history. The other highly anticipated film is Kevin Costner's Horizon, an American Saga, Chapter 1. Believe it or not, the film is even longer than the title. Horizon is a Civil War era drama that clocks in at just over 3 hours, and that's Chapter 1, folks. Horizon is pulling a 44% on Rotten Tomatoes. Sean Penn and Dakota Johnson star in Daddy-O, which opens in limited release and is pulling a 76 on Rotten Tomatoes. Have fun at the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms possible today and again tonight. Our high today, 75 with wind out of the south at 15 to 25. Tonight, 65. Tomorrow, sunshine, breezy, 80. On Sunday, mostly sunny with a high of 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry, that's WIS, country.com.